With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Hello, Reverend Jackson. How are you doing this evening?
Good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice as well. Well, let's just jump right into it. I know I'm sure you want to issue a statement about former Vice President Joe Biden and his statement today. How do you want to even begin this conversation with what he said?
He's just wrong. Colin Powell is a Republican. Senator Scott is a Republican. The mayor's done by the race. I mean, 13, 14, 15 members came from Republicans. Not this crowd, but so we can't afford these trapped blindly to one party. I hope he'll be able to check his words out in the future because a lot's riding on him.
A lot is riding on him, and do you think his apology is going to be effective to repair this damage, considering the Republicans
No. He inherited the election. In part, he was doing very poorly, and then Trump kept his name in the papers every day with the Ukraine thing, which didn't mount to nothing, but kept him visible. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie had no ethnic game for the South. He had the assistant President Barack Obama. So he inherited the campaign. Must not earn it for our real needs. The rules is for the health care disparity, education disparity, capital disparity. Must the associations with a meaningful way to inspire people to vote for him. I hope that it does.
Now, I know you endorsed for the presidential nominee. You endorsed Senator Bernie Sanders. Do you believe that if Bernie Sanders would be in the same position, we wouldn't have so many issues coming up in regards to the damage that's been done of this nature?
Well, I think it's kind of too much to wish for. What Bernie did, when Bernie won the IDEA campaign, Los Angeles, for example, the idea that every American should be covered. Yeah, that's just a good idea. Now with the pandemic, the corona, everybody should be covered in health care. That's the Bernie Sanders position. The Biden's not there yet. That's where the Democratic Party is. So people's real needs are, for example. 18 black banks in the country now. We're losing banks. Last year, against the lost radio station, TV station. He must address the real needs, inspire people and give them hope.
When we talk about hope, a lot of the African American community, minority community, have always been saying that Democrats only need us when they need us, and that they don't truly represent us. What do you have to say to those people who are saying that right now after this comment?
You know, Dr. King's father was a Republican because they were Lincoln Republicans. When Roosevelt came in and they began to shift. Dr. King fought to save the Republicans until Nixon wouldn't get Dr. King out of jail and came to the South. So last time the right to vote in 65, Republicans in the South changed parties. So we're not taking it. We must fight for our rights and leverage. Now look, and I see progress too. Mayor of Birmingham, African American, Mayor of Selma, Montgomery, Mobile, Alabama, Jackson, Mississippi, Atlanta, Georgia, Savannah, Georgia, Augusta, Georgia, Dallas, Houston, Texas. We'll fight it back. Not giving up anything. We'll fight back. We earn it. It belongs to us.
Knowing how important this election is, do you think he needs to make a final decision and go ahead and select a black woman VP pick?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, somebody who would inspire. You have two sisters running in Georgia. You have Harris running in South Carolina. You have Ess running in Mississippi. So we inspire the Southern vote to come out, for example. It can't be a Mick Toss bother. It's somebody who can, Jay Abrams has the stuff that it takes. Kamala Harris, another level, the stuff it takes. Even Warren, you know, Warren. Stacey is the person all of us embrace. On the other hand, you're concerned about Trump trying to go to church on Sunday. He needs to go to church on Sunday. Yeah, Jim McCarthy said he goes to church on Sunday. I don't understand. He's a church man, son's school teacher. So he didn't go to church. So he's using the politics of people's fears. Jim Jones led people into drinking the Kool-Aid, and they died. You go to these churches and start singing and they get many droplets of corona, you'll die. Whether you're praying or playing, worshiping or working, this germ dwells in crowds and congestion. Pray in your secret closet and worship all online.
Right. The president did make that statement today. Do you feel that Joe Biden needs to be more engaged with the conversation in regards to COVID-19, coronavirus, and how it is directly impacting the African-American community? Because that's what he has been criticized for during this time as well.
He's been smart by not saying things. Trump has been self-destructive. He's been sitting there watching Trump say some crazy every day and lose points. There's a certain point Trump now will not keep making those same mistakes. We'll, as a team, we can win. We must fight.
Do you believe that Joe Biden is the best presidential candidate for Black America?
At this stage, yes. He is the captain of the boat, but we're the water. And our way is determined where the ship goes. We'll why he is the nominee tonight. Like, we're going to put him on our shoulders. He put us on his ticket. It's fair in politics.
What do you have to say to those young voters who feel like he's the same, he's old, he's white, and he doesn't have the best interest of Black people at heart? He's had former issues in regards to where he stands in regards to rights for Black Americans when he was in Congress and in the Senate. What do you have to say to those young voters who are now really weighing the line about if they should vote even now because the choices they have, they don't like?
I think about the mayor of Birmingham and Selma and Montgomery, Richmond, Virginia, old Confederate states, Houston, Dallas, Texas, Jackson, Mississippi, Atlanta, Georgia, Sebastian, Fallon, Augusta. We're making progress. The fight, but it's not just top of the ticket, it's bottom. We cannot let Trump put in more judges, for example. So Trump represents bad news, but we need more than the alternative to Trump. We need a vision that gives return on voter investment.
Before I let you go, would you like to make a statement about the Ahmaud Arbery case here in Georgia?
637 blacks have been lynched in Georgia. A long train of abuses. We must fight back. Street demonstrations matter. Do not let Trump distract you. We have more power than we've ever had. So use it.
Well said. You're right. We do have more power than we've ever had. And I'd like to thank you so much for the time and the platform and the opportunity to talk to you about this. And I would like to, again, just say thank you to Robert and your entire organization for this opportunity. You have a great evening, okay?
We're talking more in the future, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Reverend Jackson. Have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.